Josh Mills talks about the importance of public lands. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
I'm a big public lands advocate. Public lands are the base element of the experience of being a lover and a person who spends a lot of time in the outdoors, whether that's through river corridors or national forests or BLM tracks or anything like that. It's totaling over 640 million acres of federal public land that you, as a public landowner, can go out and recreate at your will. There's not many places in this world that that is happening. Right now, those public lands are under an express threat from Senator Mike Lee of Utah, who has stated recently he has a long-term goal of rid the federal government of its land holdings, which is very par for the course for the Utah Senate delegation that tends to not hold public lands in the highest of light. Under last check, public lands created somewhere in the neighborhood estimated $646 billion in economic impact, and employs a direct line of just over 6.1 million Americans. If you're a public lands advocate, start looking into organizations like Backcountry Hunters and Anglers who are leading the charge in defending your public lands. Other than that, the other thing you do is engage your politicians and let them know what your stance is on public lands. Because once federal lands are transferred into state control, oftentimes states don't have the mechanisms in which to maintain the lands at a loss. And if anybody's ever been around and seen state land board disposals, you'll see that these lands are oftentimes transferred into private ownership group because the state can't maintain them.
Well noted. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.